Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 64 for Thursday, September the 15th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished slightly lower on Thursday, weighed down by action in the Canadian currency. The dollar was about a third of a cent higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less attractive overseas. Light volumes may have exaggerated the direction of the market, and nobody seems willing to chase futures right now. One trader said the funds seem to be sitting on their hands. On the other side of the coin, recent reports in the U.S., Canada, and Australia point towards a large amount of oil seeds in the world. Gains in the U.S. soy complex limited today's damage. Milling wheat and durum were untraded, while 50 barley contracts changed hands. In the U.S., soybeans were 7 to 8 cents higher. The November contract was at $9.49 a bushel. Demand for U.S. soybeans is strong. The USDA reported sales of 110,000 tons by private exporters, and many expect more foreign buyers will line up once the harvest is done. On the other side, the crush rate is down slightly as 10 plants have closed temporarily ahead of the harvest, and inventories of U.S. soy oil are getting low. Corn was 2 to 3 cents lower, with the December contract at $3.29 a bushel. The corn market was chopping around as many people are waiting for more estimates about yields in the U.S. Margins for ethanol producers are actually pretty good right now. South Africa looks like it will be short of white corn once again. Wheat dropped 2 cents with the most active December contract at $3.99 a bushel. The market finally dropped below the $4 a bushel level, and that could mean more losses are on the way. The massive amount of wheat in the world is too much right now. On the other side, India bought large supplies from Australia and Ukraine. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, September 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.